Chapter 7. The Call of the Wild. Humans were like gods to White Fang. When they walked, he got out of their way. When they called, he came. He could not argue with their power, because their sharp words were followed by sharp sticks and stones. Although he soon learned that he belonged to the humans, it did not happen in one day. The lessons went against his instinct, and there were days when he crept to the edge of the forest and listened to something calling him far away. But he always returned, restless and uncomfortable, to cry quietly at Keech's side and to lick her face. He quickly worked out the ways of the camp. He came to know that men were fairer than dogs, children were more cruel, and women were kinder and more likely to throw a bit of meat or a bone to him. He kept away from female dogs with puppies. White Fang was unlucky that Lip Lip had chosen to be his enemy. Once White Fang was far enough away from Keecha, Lip Lip usually appeared, snarling and waiting for a chance to attack. Because Lip Lip always won, the bigger puppy enjoyed these fights hugely, and it became his favorite activity. Despite White Fang's body being badly hurt, the wolf cub's spirits remained strong. But when he tried to play with the other puppies, Lip Lip drove him away, making White Fang angry. He could not put his energy into play, so he taught himself instead to be clever. When meat and fish were thrown for the dogs to share, there was none for White Fang. He had to learn to be a thief if he wanted to eat. He crept about the camp in the shadows, watching everything that was going on and working out ways to avoid his hated enemy. In the same way that Keecha had once attracted Henry and Bill's sled dogs away from the coffin into the wolf pack, so White Fang attracted Lip Lip toward his mother's fangs. Running ahead of Lip Lip in and out of the teepees, White Fang confused him. Lip Lip did not see where he was until it was too late, and he ran around Gray Beaver's teepee at full speed and straight into Keecha. Even though Keecha was tied, Lip Lip could not get away easily. She rolled him over and tore his belly with her fangs. When he finally got away from Keecha, he ran away in shame. Soon after, Gray Beaver decided Keecha was not going to run away and untied her. White Fang was very happy, and he loved running around the camp with his mother. Lip Lip did not torment him. That same day, Keecha and White Fang went off into the woods next to the camp. When she stopped, her cub tried to persuade her to go further, to listen to the call of their cave, their little river, and their quiet woods. He licked her face, ran on, came back, licked her again. He could hear the call of the wild. She could hear it too, but she could hear a louder call. The call of the fire and of man. Keecha turned and ran slowly back to the camp. White Fang sat in the shadow of a tree and cried softly. But he was not old enough to leave his mother. All the hours of his short life he had depended on her, so he followed her unhappily back to the village. White Fang's happy time running around the camp with his mother did not last long. Gray Beaver owed money to Three Eagles, who was going on a trip up the Mackenzie River. Gray Beaver paid him with a bearskin, 20 bullets, and Keecha. When White Fang saw his mother disappearing on Three Eagles' canoe, he sprang into the water and swam after them. He was desperate to catch her. And even the shouts of Gray Beaver, his master, could not compete with losing his mother. Gray Beaver jumped into his own canoe and quickly caught up with the swimming wolf cub. He held White Fang in the air and beat him hard. At first, the cub was surprised, then afraid, and finally angry, showing his teeth and snarling. But the beating did not stop, and in the end, he began to cry and yelp. Grey Beaver threw the poor creature into the bottom of the canoe. As he was turning the canoe around, Grey Beaver kicked White Fang out of the way. White Fang's instinct took over, and he bit his master's foot hard. The first beating was nothing compared to the second, and White Fang understood that biting your master was the worst crime of all. When the canoe landed, White Fang was thrown onto land. He crawled to his feet, shaking. Waiting by the water was Lip Lip, who had watched the whole thing and now knocked White Fang over and bit his neck. If Grey Beaver had not been there, Lip Lip would probably have killed White Fang. Instead, the man kicked Lip Lip into the air so violently that the dog flew 12 feet away. This raised White Fang's spirits a little, and he followed his master through the village to the teepee. That night, White Fang cried for his mother. But he cried too loudly and woke Grey Beaver, who beat him again. During the next days, he was quiet, sometimes going to the edge of the woods to howl and whine and to let out his feelings. He learned to get along with Grey Beaver, obeying him in all things, and in return, he escaped more beatings. Although Grey Beaver never stroked him, he sometimes threw him a piece of meat and defended him from the other dogs while he ate it. There was a growing attachment between them. All the time, White Fang was missing his mother and waiting for her return. White Fang was friendless in the camp. All the young dogs followed Lip Lip's lead. They felt the new cub was different from them, and for that reason, he was an enemy. They all felt White Fang's teeth. White Fang could beat any of them in a single fight, but it never was a single fight. As soon as it began, all the young dogs in the camp came running and jumped on him. White Fang learned two things. First, how to take care of himself against a pack. Second, how to damage a single dog as much as possible in the shortest time. He knew he must always stay on his feet, and so he became like a cat. If a dog knocked him into the air with its body, he always landed on his feet. He learned not to snarl before a fight or to give any kind of warning, but to do his work quickly and get away. He knew that surprise was very valuable, and a fight was already half won if the other dog was not expecting it. Once, he caught an enemy dog at the edge of the woods when there were no other dogs around. He ran fast and silently, a moving shadow through the trees. He knew the secrets of the wild. The young dog did not stand a chance and soon lay dead. One of the humans had seen the fight, and the news was carried to the dead dog's owner. All of White Fang's crimes were remembered, and a group of angry Indians came to Grey Beaver's teepee. White Fang was inside, but Grey Beaver held the door shut and refused to give them his dog. Nobody gave White Fang a chance to learn kindness or love. His law of life was to obey strong creatures and to attack weak ones. He had to be faster, more cruel, and more intelligent than all the dogs around him. There was no other way he could stay alive in this hateful place.